back to UCLA for a moment. I mean, can you? I don't understand why you want to just drag this thing on. This is, you know, you're talking about 4 more weeks. What do you need 4 more weeks for? You have surveys from the student athletes. Now, yes, 111 out of 600 responded. Okay. It was 81 women and 30 of the guys responded. I don't know. You're going to have to explain to me why they need more time. What was... I don't know. I'm confused. Now, I obviously wasn't there. I was a little busy. Matt was a little bit busy. And I don't know. I really don't know how to really put into words what the heck happened there today.
And now here's really more stupid. This is according to Billy Witz, who's been following this too. State Senator Nancy Skinner.
Oh, this is the name. This is the name, image, and likeness story.
Well, she helped launch that, but now she's crafting another bill that could crimp UCLA's move to the Big Ten. She wants to take aim at the NCAA's 20-hour rule. She called it, quote, a farce.
So I mean, okay.
You have got to be kidding me.
The 20-hour rule is a farce in what way? It should it be reduced or should it be expanded? I mean, I don't.
My guess is
I don't know what she wants.
My guess it would be reduced because that would mean UCLA athletes traveling to the East Coast would be hard if they have less hours. That'd be my guess.
But travel's not included in that.
All right. Well, then I don't know.
So, well, no. But this is what it might mean. Maybe this is what it means. Maybe she wants the 20 hours included. You know, travel included in the 20 hours. Because your travel is not including your 20 hours.
Right. Then there it is. Then that would probably hinder it. That would make sense.
So maybe she wants to include travel in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of a 2-hour flight to Pullman, let's see, Pullman would be 2 hours. My guess is you fly into Spokane. I don't know if you can fly into Pullman. And then you have to bus. Okay. As opposed to flying to Newark and then busing down, you know, busing to Rutgers. And, of course, you got to come back. But if you're a, for example, if you are a, let's take a women's soccer team. You can go to, you know, I talked about block scheduling. You can go play Rutgers and Maryland. You get 2 games in. How does that include in the 20-hour rule? I don't quite know what she wants to do with it. Does she want to reduce it? Does she want to include travel in it? I'd have to know what she wants before I even properly attempt to comment on it. Huh. Never a dull day. I don't quite know what they want to do with this. I just don't. I don't know why it's... At some point, don't you have to just sit back and go, okay, enough's enough. What's done is done. They made the decision to move on. I mean, again, my point on all of this with Cal, which is always, that seems to be the part that people are focused in on, is play them in a non-conference game. Play them non-conference in everything the way Iowa plays Iowa State. At least it would get some money into the coffers, right? Right? I mean, it would do that. That's just my opinion. I mean, it'd be at least a way to go about doing it.
It's too much logic.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Because the 5,000 degrees these people have to be in this spot can't figure that out on their own because they're too arrogant to figure it out.
Well, I mean, I don't know any of these people, obviously. I have no clue whatsoever. So I don't really know the personalities involved, just what I read. In other words, like, it's Carol Folt of USC. She's like, I guess, according to the stories you read, she's the type that looks at you and go, to heck with you. We're going to do what we want. And Gene Block at UCLA is said to be more, hey, let me be a compromiser, let me work with you. That's, you know, I mean, that's only from reading stories. I don't know. And I don't know the personalities of the other people in the room at all. None. And this is an oddity that I never expected with this. To me, if San Diego State and Fresno State can be in the Mountain West, and Cal Bakersfield and Cal Santa Barbara and Cal Northridge and so forth can be in their conferences, and Cal and UCLA can be in the Pac-12, well, they're not all in the same conference together, right?